I like the red, like the top of your head. I like the yellow, as bright as your hello. I like the blue, because it's as sincere as your how do you do. What you're painting is good for framing. It reminds me so much about you. It's so bright, it's so pretty. Please do one thing for me. Don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors, don't mix the colors. Don't mix the colors.
You'll never know, dear, the tears that I cry. I don't want.
WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Hour to Kill. You are listening. Continue listening. Thank you.
You'll be in the air in some hours.
knows you'll be over the sea, lost in the other passengers on the plane. But if you just moved your arms, then you could tell that you are in the air. You'd feel the yawning gulf grow wider. You'd feel the dwindling fuel for your lungs, and your breaths would slow. The hot blowing rock filled winds and the clouds of ash would fill your skies, and you'd smoothly glide.
Alright folks, we are here for real. You just heard You'll Be in the Air by The Microphones. We got several guests here. I'm going to go over the other songs we heard. We had Tell Me Now by Daniel Johnston and Don't Mix the Colors by Beat Happening. Do some intros. I think I got all the mics set up. Start here. We have...
Hannah!
You can pull a mic over.
Dan.
Charlie.
Harrison.
The squad is here. It's finals. How's everyone feeling?
I'm done.
Fully done? That was it?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
Lucky best.
Dude, I've been grinding for 2 weeks straight at this. Like, I actually, this is the first finals period that I've spaced things out
in a
good manner. So it's like, I'm not actually cramming, which is nice.
Nice. But.
I just got one left.
Oh, yeah. I got the one.
I have so much left. I've only finished with one class so far.
Oh, no.
Hopefully I'll finish with two more tomorrow, because I have like five more essays left to do, which that sucks.
That's really
that's
sad,
not good.
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry.
I'm really
it's
sad about it.
It's the stuff where it's all due like the very end of finals.
Exactly. I have three things that are due the 18th, and then two more things that are due the 21st, and then I'm done.
I have, my last thing's due on the 20th, so I'm definitely not going to do it till like mid next week. Like, I'm taking the weekend off.
I have a lot of respect for my history professor who made our giant research paper due between the 6th and the 13th. Because
yeah.
It was like, oh, cool, that's, I'm done.
Done.
I can't
yeah.
push that back anymore, no. which is really nice. So.
Yeah. The
20-page paper due the 21st.
That's
ooh,
not going
to go. 20-page.
Well, really
they're setting you up to fail, yeah.
Is that, like, a couple of my professors have... are making us like review and grade the final projects for them.
What?
Which is
you guys
it's
like,
it's ridiculous.
Do these departments like not are they just not able to hire TAs? Is that the deal? Or
probably.
No, psych
but like
department
my professor's like, oh, after you're done with your final project, there's another assignment. You have to write 250 words on three other people's final projects
oh.
and
that's
give
insane.
Them a grade.
That's
like,
insane.
That's
we
brutal.
Are doing the professor's job for you.
That's awful.
That's kinda crazy.
I took a class this semester. It shall remain nameless because I don't want to, talk badly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the first time I've ever wished there was a TA involved. Yeah. I was like, your feedback is just not helpful in the slightest, so I'd rather it get to me quicker from a TA than you taking a long time to just say nothing.
My professor for one of my classes, which is, I think a lot of people on campus are mad about because it's a big class. It's like 140 people. They just like halfway through the semester fired all the TAs.
What?
They're like, no more.
It's feedback,
in the psych department. Yeah.
The feedback wasn't helpful enough. I'll do it myself. And it's a class of 150 people. Nothing.
Like
got
2 weeks after that happens, the first thing that he gives feedback on after firing all the TAs, and I don't think it was him that fired them. I think it was the department. But like after, like the first assignment after, he's like, "All right, guys, I'm really sorry, but I wasn't able to give good feedback on these assignments because like there's 150 of you." Yeah.
Best of luck with that grading deadline to him.
He has to read like a bunch of essays and a bunch of final analyses. Like,
I would just cancel the final.
You would think, right? But like, he gave two different types of finals.
Completion grade.
Yeah, that's what it is. I was writing this essay. I'm like, it's literally not serious. I can write whatever, and it'll probably give me like a 90.
Scantron.
Bringing back high school finals, quote unquote finals period, where half the classes you just sit there and hang out for like 2 hours with your friends.
Yes, oh my god.
In my school, if you got an A for your classes, like for the whole year, you didn't have to do the finals.
There were some classes, so like, I had a few classes that were like that. It kind of depended on what, but I had some, yeah. It was like by the teacher.
Would grind in like terror for the last like week before finals, try to secure an A. Like, I begged teachers to like round up, like please don't make me do finals, please.
There was a I cut you off, Dan.
Dan, you gotta grab a. Yeah,
I gotta be
assertive.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We had the A minus cancellation.
That's
all we had
nice.
To get was the 89.6. No final.
Ooh.
That was an A minus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Do they round that up, I guess?
They do that for seniors at my school. Like, if you got, like, a B or below, you had to do finals. But I ended up, the way it shook out, I only took finals once. Because freshman year, I took them. And then sophomore year, they decided for some reason they were going to cancel finals just for the sophomores, which was awesome. That was great. We did this stupid project that, like, took us 20 minutes. And then junior year, COVID. And then senior year, I just did well enough. I didn't have to do finals.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember when finals got canceled last spring?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in a minute.
I've had like three conversations about that over the past few
years. I think
it was
a winter. I thought that was a fall.
That was the fall, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember very clearly World Cup was happening while certain events were going on. There were helicopters.
Yeah, I've lucked out with finals at school, too, because I got COVID at the end of freshman year, and I got to take online finals.
All right, I'm going to transition us back to music. We got Beachside Property coming up right now. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
got wood legs and bow legs and no legs at all. This plan.
on the edge of the now. Connects me to all that I know and love. Yes, he said his fierce as pounds. The river fought all that I hold it for. Wrote the song on the day he died. And it's so, so plain to see. I may never understand what's been placed in front of me.
We're back. I'm going to go over a quick rundown. You just heard Holocene by Alex Walton. That was a Charlie pick. That's a local Boston artist, I believe.
That is correct.
We got Off Your Face by My Buddy Valentine. That was a Harrison pick. Glimmer by Guided by Voices, 91 Dodge Van. Thinking Fellers Union, local 282. They're good. That was also a Charlie pick. The Long by Dinosaur Jr.
I love Dinosaur
Classic
Jr.
band. Yeah,
I also love Dinosaur Jr.
We were... Last night, they covered a Neil Young song at one of their shows, Cortez the Killer, a couple weeks ago, and we were watching that last night. Insane. Better tone than Neil had, I swear.
There's certain 90s bands that I was into a lot this semester, and then now, I think next up is Dinosaur Jr. and Yo La Tengo for me to, like, listen
Fire.
To all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, dive into the...
Yo La Tengo just finished their Hanukkah run in Brooklyn. They do it every year.
Oh, they do, like, a run of shows? That's
eight,
cool.
Eight shows.
That's so fun.
They closed out, I think, night six with a cover of Pale Blue Eyes with the lead singer from Beach House.
Oh, yeah. They were posting about... They played, really like, sick. One show, and they're like, we have so much fun that we just added another, like, midnight show at this small club just because we like playing. No, I saw Yola Tengo with... It was like they played first, but it was like co-headlining with Japanese Breakfast. And it was definitely like you could tell Jibreki were there and they were like fans. Like they were coming out and they're like, I can't believe the guitar playing. It was so incredible. Like, please give a hand. I don't know. Yola Tengo definitely stole the show out of those two. I love both bands, but...
Yeah.
One's definitely a live act more than the other.
I would agree. I don't know. I like Jibreki.
I think like just it. A different vibe.
Yeah, I just mean Yola Tengo's been doing it for like 30
years. One
yeah,
is definitely right. more like technically impressive. Experience. That's for sure.
Yeah, they
no,
got
no dig against Jibreki. Love no, the music.
I see what you're saying. No, he yeah, it was fantastic. I don't know. We talked about finals. We talking. We could do ball talk. We follow up on the basketball episode. It's we're not deep enough into the season to have real strong takes, I guess. But we got
Tyrese Haliburton for MVP.
Yeah, we got some of the. I guess this was the full panel. It was you two, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Mazzulla for Coach of the Year. Dark Horse, have you seen his challenge success rate? He's like 30-10 on the season so far. Like, that's pretty good.
Good challenges. I've ended up not actually watching as much NBA as I thought I would. Just
I've
no particular
two
reason.
I've watched games all year.
I went to the Celtics game on Thursday versus the Cavs, and he won a challenge. Joe Mazzulla won a challenge that I thought he should have lost.
So. He knows. He knows the refs. He's working on higher levels.
Jaime Hawkins Jr. for Rookie of the Year.
He looks like Baby Tron.
They call him Juan Wick. I'm not even joking. Basketball reference. Pull it up.
Yeah, I can't show everyone a picture of him over. God. If this was a video platform, I'd just pull up a picture of him and Babytron side by side, but I can't do
that. If this
is
a video platform, that would
this
be
would be
crazy.
Very different. Yeah, we'd be doing a podcast.
Oh my god.
Drop some money on the Patreon for Hour to Kill.
Yeah, literally.
You can always donate money to WMFO.
Actually, yes,
I'm
you
putting
can,
that out
you
there.
You can give money to WMFO, and maybe the quality of
use.
Content might even get better, so, I mean...
That's true. We need lots of stuff. We always need stuff. We need a new board for live shows.
Yeah.
Because we can't put on any more concerts, and all of Tufts University concerts, whether they're Apple Jam, someone else, they rely on our equipment. So we need a new board.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
That's huge.
Dang it.
Yep.
I don't know. I've been seeing some good.
So WMFO is the backbone of Tufts live music.
Oh, no. That wasn't
meant to be. We all share equipment.
Yeah.
Like, we use, like Apple yeah. Jam owns the drum kit.
Right.
We own the
and so are the
board.
Same people doing
that's
everything,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Even
yeah.
if it wasn't the official agreement, that's probably how it would work
that's
out.
That's a good way to do it, too.
That is.
Spread
oh, there's no,
the cost.
Yeah.
Right.
Around.
That is nice.
But, yeah. Do we have any? I mean, the semester's coming to an end. Does anyone have concerts coming up they're going to go see? I feel like I don't have, like, anything. Yeah.
I have 3 nights of Bob Weir in Fort Lauderdale for New Year's Eve. It's going to be a time.
Yeah. Enjoy that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... I didn't end up seeing nearly as many shows this year for,
yeah,
again, no particular reason other than... Actually, the particular reason was I didn't want to spend money on, like, name brand, like, artists that I'd seen before, and then I didn't make the effort to like see house shows, which I thought I'd do.
So. Yeah, actually, I don't think I went to any house shows this semester now that I think about it, which is a first for me. So that's interesting. Wait, maybe I went to
yeah,
one.
There's
I don't
some
know, at some point, I must have.
I think I saw 12 this summer. So he's definitely my most prolific concert going streak ever. So I was pretty
wow.
nice.
I was pretty stoked about that.
I saw a couple in the summer. I saw my biggest one in the summer, of course, was Big Thief. I shot for Earl Sweatshirt. I still need to write a review. It's been like almost
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, I did see Earl Sweatshirt. That was a good show.
Yes, that was fun. That was really good. I was up in the front for the whole time, like shooting pictures. They didn't kick me out of the.
Oh,
I was on the Earl
nice.
Sweatshirt Wikipedia page recently, just looking at the parents' Wikipedia.
Yes.
Page.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
His dad's a poet?
His dad's like ex-wife was like the chair of the South African
yeah.
National Congress.
Yes.
Wild family connection. Anyway. I think it might be time for us to hear a public service announcement.
All right, I'll give it my best shot. Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smash... Oh yeah, turn the music off. This is heavy stuff. I'll start over now that the music stopped. Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smash his Corvette into Tina Tinter's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and there's always a safe way to get where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. This is a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thanks, Charlie, for that public service message.
Thank you, Charlie.
Take over the mic, yeah.
Anyways, what's next on the docket?
We got game of... Can I say that word? There's a word I thought was
I
safe.
I said it on the radio.
Was told...
Well, there's a different one that was in the same tier that Charlie
like
was getting mad at me for
saying
earlier.
Prick your finger. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So yeah, Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices.
It was a little different earlier.
No, because it's like pricks. Like, it's like Game of Pricks
and
in
then
the
we
back
got,
of me.
After
Ouch.
That, we got a Cleaners from Venus song, and if we have time, I might just add another one because I do love Cleaners from Venus. They end up on my show a lot for good reason.
It's a great
Beach Fossil
name.
Song. It is.
Name,
yeah. Especially when it's just one guy.
Yeah.
I respect that when you don't want to put things out. I mean, it's under his name because he was doing everything, but like,
yeah,
putting another name on top of it just for fun.
Right.
Nice. And that one's called Golden Age Saturday, and it is a Saturday. I don't know if it's the Golden Age because we're in winter and it's finals. It might be the opposite of a Gilded Age.
Just
anyway, this
ages.
Is Game of Pricks.
With a reassurance. everybody just in case. The world moves so much faster these days. Find souvenirs to show your kids.
I'm throwing on the microphone because there was a song I was gonna play, but I'm staying committed to the theme. The theme is lo-fi, low fidelity rock, and I didn't think it fit, so I called an audible. And also, we just didn't have that much time left. I got one song left that's like 3 minutes, so we got like 3 minutes express your thoughts to the general public before. The semester is, I mean, I'm not going to be back on the air for a while, probably. I don't know what my show situation will be next semester, because I have kind of a weird schedule.
You probably just won't.
So, there's a chance I'm just not on here very often, yeah. So, I don't know.
You can come on my show whenever you want.
Yeah, I'll probably be just pulling up to people's shows, because I'll have a lot of time, flexibility.
You could sign up to sub, too.
Yeah, I'll probably just do that.
You can get a show and just hit the sub list every show you're not there.
Yeah, just middle of February, just go, hey, for the next 3 months, I won't be able to make it.
That's
people
do that. That. Yeah, people
I,
do I, that, but I just
don't
think
it's right, though, because it takes a slot from someone else.
No, I don't want to do that to people.
No, that's
like
a
that's kind of
not nice move.
This is not nearly as bad, but I signed up to keep my show over break, but I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Over break's a little different just because...
I'm just giving the slot to the guy before me who will gladly do 2 hours a week.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, just tell
Big
him to
radio
do it.
Guy.
Was it too late to sign up for winter?
18th. You have to submit the form by.
Okay, cool.
Today's just, yeah.
When does the... So we still have another week of shows, do we, or no?
I think next week's the last week, technically.
Yes, this week's still
Oh, beautiful.
Counts.
Still got another week. Okay.
So you'll have another show, then.
Yeah.
I do, or I don't? My show's on Monday.
Yes.
No, you do.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Okay, perfect.
Speaking of, listen to, what's it called? Oh, Matter of Fact. I forgot what my roommate's show was called. And Center of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on Tuesday from 9 to 11. It'll be a good show. And I'll also listen to Hannah's show on Monday.
Yeah.
6? What time? 6? 6. 6 on
it's your
Monday.
Show. Don't look at me.
It's Always Sunny in Medford, Mondays at 6 p.m.
Do other people have shows coming up, or are they just done for the...
Stranger Waves will be back mid-January.
The
Same
Silica Joel Slop Out will have its last episode next Friday.
4 You're p.m. here until next Friday?
Yeah, I'm here until the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Could not be me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. I can't believe.
I need the sun to be up later than 4 o'clock. Expeditiously.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much up later in Jersey.
I pushed back my departure time a little bit just because... I just wanted to have time here because I was going to be home for a while, and also because my flight was maybe going to get delayed for like rain anyway, and I wanted to finish my finals before I left. But So I might be able to come on your show when I wasn't able to before.
Yes.
But in Texas right now, it is not every day 70 degrees, but they're in the like 60s usually, which is, today was like 50 degrees and it was like, I was thinking like, it's so nice out today.
65 and sunny in Florida.
Well, it's, yeah, Florida.
Oh my God.
Okay, what's it, what is it in Florida Massachusetts
while you still can.
Right
you got
now.
Like 10
what
more
is it in,
years.
I'm I'm trying to convince my family of that.
Okay, the weather where I'm from, it in Stoneham, it's 40 degrees. It's so warm and sunny in
Massachusetts.
It's a culture.
We're just depressed for half the year, but it's okay.
It's a bad joke.
No. It was nice enough today. I went in because my house is pretty close to this like tough soccer fields, and I have a working soccer ball. So I went and just took some shots, and there were. There was like a sixth grader like kicking around, and I ended up like playing with him, and it was kind of sweet.
Aww.
Oh, he like cute. Mainly spoke Portuguese, so it was minimal communication, but it was like
game.
Nice.
But,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone can understand wonderful. If I like set a ball down on like the penalty spot. He's like, oh. Yeah, that was nice. All right, I got one more song. It actually also doesn't fit the theme that well, other than if you search like lo-fi artists, for some reason like Liz Phair comes up sometimes. I don't think that really fits, but
are
this
you
is
playing
a song.
That Liz Phair song?
It's a good song.
Is this
it's a good song.
This is Stratford.
Is it lo-fi?
It's
because I saw that on the playlist.
It is a good song. It's also like about like airplanes and flying and stuff, and that's just relevant to everyone going home. So
correct.
I'm gonna peace out for the semester, everybody. Thanks everybody for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Stick around.
Keep
listening to WMFO. As always, listen to that Freeform Radio. It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Stratford on Guy. Liz Phair. Peace.
It took an hour.